Hare Krishna, everybody. I welcome to the Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adhikathadhar Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 18th Chapter, 19th Verse onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for your valuable association and time. We are very fortunate to have you on the call. Thank you. Please take over the call Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinaya Mataji. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramukha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapa, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragati. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. Namo Pankajanabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam, Devim Saraswatim Vyasam, Tato Jayam Udiraye. Nashta Praeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. Hare Krishna, today we will study one verse, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18, entitled Prithu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet. Verse number 19, Maitreya Muni is teaching Vidura. He is describing the pastime of Prithu Maharaj, who is an incarnation of Krishna. Prakalpya vatsam kapilam siddha sankalpanamayam Siddhim nabhasi vidyam cha ye cha vidyadharadayah. Word to word synonyms. Prakalpya, appointing, vatsam, kaf, kapilam, the great sage Kapila Dev. Siddhah, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka. Sankalpana mayim, proceeding from will. Siddhim, yogic perfection. Nabhasi, in the sky. Vidyam, knowledge. Cha, also. Ye, those who. Cha, also. Vidyadhara, adaya, the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka, and so on. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. After this, the inhabitants of Siddha Lok, as well as the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Lok, transformed the great sage Kapila into a calf, and making the whole sky into a pot, they milked out specific yogic mystic powers, beginning with Anima. Indeed, the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka acquired the art of flying in the sky. Purport. The inhabitants of both Siddhalok and Vidyadhar Lok are naturally endowed with mystic yogic powers, by which they not only can fly in outer space without a vehicle, but can also fly from one planet to another simply by exerting their will. Just as fish can swim within water, the residents of Vidyadhar Lok can swim in the ocean of air. As far as the inhabitants of Siddhalok are concerned, they are endowed with all mystic powers. The yogis in this planet practice the eightfold yogic mysticism, namely Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyana, and Samadhi. By regularly practicing the yogic processes one after another, the yogis attain various perfections. They can become smaller than the smallest, heavier than the heaviest, etc. They can even manufacture a planet. They can get whatever they like. And they can control whatever man they want to control. All the residents of Siddhalok are naturally endowed with these mystic yogic powers. It is certainly a very wonderful thing if we see a person on this planet flying in the sky without a vehicle. But in Vidyadhar Lok, such flying is as commonplace as a bird's flying in the sky. Similarly, in Siddhalok, all the inhabitants are great yogis, perfect in mystic powers. The name of Kapila Muni is significant in this verse because he was the expounder of the Shankhya philosophical system, and his father, Kardama Muni, was a great yogi and mystic. Indeed, Kardama Muni prepared a great aeroplane, which was as large as a small town and had various gardens, palatial buildings, servants, maid servants. With all this paraphernalia, Kapil Dev's mother, Devahuti, and his father, Kardama Muni, traveled all over the universes and visited different planets. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tise Namaha. Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू फॉर जॉइनिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास ऑन आवर भक्ति संगा जपा ग्रुप। आई वुड ऑल्सो लाइक टू सिंसियरली ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज हु आर लिसनिंग, एंड आई वुड लाइक टू हम्बली बेग ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू टू काइंडली ब्लेस मी so that by the power of your blessings for the next 1 hour or so I will be able to speak something in glorification of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas in such a way that our hearts become purified and they become attracted to the lotus feet of Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna. It is my great fortune to be able to serve all of you in this way today. Hare Krishna. We are all very fortunate because we are hearing the message of our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada so painstakingly at an advanced age with so much physical inconvenience put so much time and effort in giving us this best friend, Srimad Bhagavatam. We all go to school, colleges, universities, and the medium of instruction is English. The most common language in the world today, the most international language today is English. And all our revealed scriptures which teach us about the highest path of Bhakti Yoga, they are in Sanskrit or Bengali. And Srila Prabhupada, he was a scholar of Sanskrit language as well as Bengali language. In school, he studied Sanskrit. Growing up in India, in the early 20th century, and his mother tongue was Bengali, so it was a perfect combination. Prabhupada belonged to that era where Sanskrit was taught in the schools, Sanskrit was taught at home, and Sanskrit was popular. Because so many prayers, so many scriptures are in Sanskrit. So Prabhupada learned Sanskrit in his young age in school, and he went to an English medium school in British India. So he was fluent in English, and Bengali was his mother tongue. So he was very, very fluent in Bengali also. So by the arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, had the perfect linguistic combination. Sanskrit, Bengali and English. He was the initiated disciple of Om Vishnupad Paramhams, परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज. ही हर्ड डायरेक्टली फ्रॉम द लोटस माउथ ऑफ भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर वेरी अटेंटिवली. सो मच सो दैट भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर रिमार्क्ड दैट यस अभय बाबू लाइक्स टू हियर. He likes to hear from me. That is the qualification of a disciple. A disciple means who listens carefully to the instructions of the spiritual master, to Guru Vani. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Koriya Aikya Arana Kori Ho Mone Asha. Narottama Thakur says, a disciple hears carefully from the spiritual master, makes the instructions and the words of spiritual master his life and soul, and has no other engagement. That is a disciple. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so pleased with our Srila Prabhupada that he gave him first and second initiation at the same time in the year 1933. Around 3 to 4 years after that, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world. This hearing carefully is very important. Srila Prabhupada heard from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada was instructed by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to preach in the English language, the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To write books, to print books, to distribute books. All these instructions our Srila Prabhupada received directly from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of our ISKCON, is a perfectly authorized, authentic, paramhamsa, mahapurush, a sadguru, who is a senapati of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has given us these purports. I will share a very, very sweet pastime of our Srila Prabhupada with you. Please always remember this pastime, keep it in your heart and cherish it. Srila Prabhupada was giving a public lecture and on the microphone they had tied another microphone which was actually the audio recorder, so that whatever Prabhupada would speak would get recorded. So Prabhupada is sitting, there is a microphone in front of him which is connected to the loudspeakers, and on the microphone right in front of his lotus mouth, on the microphone is tied another small electronic device which is the audio recorder, and Prabhupada is speaking. And somehow the audio recorder was not properly tied to the microphone. And in the middle of the lecture, it fell down. So then the recorder may not be able to record Prabhupada's words properly, clearly, because the recording had to be high class so that it could be reproduced for all of us, for the future generations to come. And there was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada sitting close to Prabhupada who saw that the audio recorder fell down. And he looked for a tape, he looked for something to tie, but he could not find anything to tie it to the microphone right in front of Srila Prabhupada's lotus mouth. So what did he do? Immediately in the spur of the moment, he took out his sacred thread. He removed his sacred thread. He jumped on the altar, on the dais, on the stage, and with his Brahman thread, the sacred thread, he wrapped it around the microphone and the audio recorder, and it tied a tight knot and tied it up nicely so that Prabhupada could continue speaking and the audio recorder will continue to record high quality audio recording of Srila Prabhupada's lecture. Srila Prabhupada looked at his disciple, smiled and said, you are a Brahman. You are a Sad Shishya. You are a good disciple. Why? Because a disciple is one who, in order to prevent the words of the spiritual master from falling down and getting lost, is willing to use his Brahman thread. A disciple is one who does not allow his spiritual master's words to get lost. To protect the words, to preserve the words, to save the words of the spiritual master, and to maintain them as it is. The message of parampara coming through Sri Guru, a disciple who is willing to capture the message of Sri Guru using his Brahman thread, is an ideal disciple. So we should hear from our Gurugan, from Srila Prabhupada, from all our previous acharyas like Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the Goswamis, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and from our current ISKCON Gurugan. You must hear. This is very important. So, this verse is very instructive. There are many lessons that we can learn from this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will just mention as they come. So we are seeing that, my dear friends, please be attentive and listen to this. This is very, very important. So let us get into this pastime. In the dynasty of Dhruva Maharaj appears a very sinful king. His name is Vena. And in his rule, during his rule, the Mother Earth is exploited so much. All offerings to Krishna are stopped. And all the sacrifices are being made for the satisfaction of the king Vena, who was atheistic and very demoniac. So all the principles of dharma were being violated. So the Brahmanas put an end to this by chanting a mantra. They finished the life of King Vena because he was so sinful. But then, sometimes in this material world, as Prahlad Maharaj says, our attempted solutions to the problems create problems that are far worse than the original problem. And that is exactly what happened. Without Krishna's intervention, the solution that the Brahmanas were seeking created a problem that was worse than the original problem. Because under the rule of Vena king, there was only one villain, and that was Vena. But when Vena was killed, hundreds of villains cropped up everywhere on the planet. All the thieves and rogues, they became completely, they started going all out with their sinful activities because there was nobody to check. There was no king. Utter lawlessness. And there was complete mayhem. Complete disarray in society. So to punish these uncivilized human beings who were taking the fruits and grains from Mother Earth, and without offering them to Krishna, they were using it for sense gratification. They were being very disrespectful. To teach them a lesson, Mother Earth, being a mother, how mother sometimes punishes a naughty child. Mother Earth decided to punish the citizens by withholding all the grains and fruits so that the uncivilized men will learn a lesson. But by this time, the Brahmins had again churned the body of Vena, and they had facilitated the advent of a partial incarnation of Krishna in the form of Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj was a great powerful king. And when all the citizens came to him and said that we are starving, we are becoming emaciated because Mother Earth is not producing any grains, we are sowing, but nothing is coming out, no grains are coming out, the trees are not giving any fruits, we are starving, we are dying, what to do? At that time, Prithu Maharaj became angry because as a king, it is his duty to protect the citizens. And the citizens were starving. So, Prithu Maharaj was justified in becoming angry with Mother Earth. And Mother Earth was justified in withholding the grains and fruits and punishing the children who had become uncivilized. So my dear friends, just see, how life is in this material world. Mother Earth is right in not giving fruits and grains, and King Prithu is also right at being angry with Mother Earth for not giving fruits and grains. Just see how there can be conflict in this material world. Even though the intentions are right, even the actions are justified, but there is always the potential. Always the potential, and this is Satya Yuga. There is always the potential to create disharmony and problems in this material world and quarrel. What to speak of Kali Yuga, which is Kalaha Lati Iti Kali. Kalaha means quarrel and fight. So that age which brings about quarrel is called Kali Yuga. And my dear friends, we are in the thick of Kali Yuga right now. 5,000 years have already passed. Kali Yuga is going full blast. So much quarrel, so much hypocrisy, so much disunity, disharmony in this world. There was one Bharatvarsha, one country. Now there are more than 200 countries. Why? Because they don't want to listen to each other. They want to compete with each other. They want to be separate. And then nations break up into smaller nations and more nations. And then so many different territories, regions, a conflict of interest, so many small groups, so many coalitions of nations for so many purposes. But still there are so many wars, terrorist attacks, political coups going on all around the world. Because it is Kali, there will always be reason to have a difference of opinion and fight. And we are seeing that in today's description, in this particular Prasanga and Srimad Bhagavatam, how Prithu Maharaj is angry with Mother Earth. And he's chastising Mother Earth. And Mother Earth comes and offers prayers, but Prithu Maharaj is not satisfied with just prayers. He wants action. Then Mother Earth speaks very pleasing words and says that I was punishing the citizens because they had become very uncivilized and they had given up Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I was punishing them. So she explains her stand. My dear friends, this is very important in devotee relationships. We should take the time and we should have the courtesy and the etiquette. If there is a disagreement, if there is a misunderstanding, if there is a conflict, we must explain our stand, why we did what we did. We must explain the intention behind our actions. Because the world only sees our actions. They cannot see our intention behind the action. So to create harmony, it is our duty to explain our intention also. That is very important in relationships. Very important. So Prithu Maharaj is only seeing that the earth is committing this particular action of not giving fruit grains and fruits to the citizens. He's seeing the action, but why earth is doing that? Oh, it is to punish the naughty citizens. In the mood of a mother, she is doing it. Ah, well, that makes sense. That is justified. Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us the value of proper communication in devotee relationships when there is a misunderstanding. It is especially important. If we just explain our intention and apologize for causing the pain, then it helps prevent lot of heartache and lot of bad blood between devotees. Just communication, explaining our intention behind our actions and offering an apology, just like Mother Earth did. Unconditional apology. And let's move forward now. You want fruits and grains? Let's go ahead. I will become a cow. You please ask different entities to become calves and get the milk from me. So first, Prithu Maharaj, he told Swayambhuva Manu to become a calf. Mother Earth became cow and Swayambhuva Manu got the milk. And Prithu Maharaj received that milk in his own lotus hands. Then, following the example of Prithu Maharaj, who is the leader and the king of the world, everybody followed suit. Everybody followed in his footsteps. This is the second lesson. Mahajano yena gatha supanta. Tarko pratishtha shrutayo vibhinna nasho rishiryasya matam nabhinnam dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gatha supanta. We must follow in the footsteps of the great souls. First, we should understand who is a great soul and then follow in their footsteps. Once Srila Prabhupada was saying, we should follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis of Vrindavan. And somebody asked Prabhupada, what is the meaning of following in the footsteps? We always say following in the footsteps, following in the footsteps. But what does it practically mean to follow in the footsteps? Srila Prabhupada explains, following in the footsteps means receiving instructions from them and carrying out those instructions. Obeying the instructions means following in the footsteps. Following in the footsteps doesn't mean imitation, because imitation can be wrong. We have to follow in their footsteps means we have to follow their instructions. We have to follow the path that they are showing us. So, once Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj was asked that how this Srivas Thakur is able to maintain his wife, children, brothers, and his big family, big joint family, without working. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is mentioned that Srivas Thakur never worked, never had a job, but still he had a family, he had a big house with beautiful landscape garden, with flowering plants, beautiful fruit-giving trees. He had servants. He had Sukhi, who was previously Dukhi. He had a servant. He was even maintaining his distant family members also, like Narayan. Not only that, he had other servants like washermen. He had a dhobi who would do laundry for him and his family members. So how was Srivas Thakur able to host programs every day in his house where hundreds of devotees would come all night? Such a big family, such a big house, such a big angan, Srivas angan. How he was able to maintain without working? So Srila Radhanath Maharaj said that, but we should work. We should be responsible grahasthas and work, but we should follow the instructions of Srivas Thakur. We should follow his bhajan, his method of worship. We should learn Vaishnava etiquette from Srivas Thakur. We should learn the etiquette of hosting Vaishnavas in our homes. We must follow the teachings of Srivas Thakur of inviting devotees home and feeding them prasad. We should follow Srivas Thakur's example of faith in the holy name, Sankirtan. His son passed away, but still he was so much wanting to protect the Sankirtan that was going on in the house, knowing that it is for the highest good of everyone, including his son who had just died. Such faith. We must learn all this from Srivas Thakur. But we must also work very responsibly to earn Lakshmi. So the disciple asked, but how then, you know, we have to follow in the footsteps, right? So Srivas Thakur never worked, but still he maintained. So then I should also be able to maintain. So Srila Radhanath Maharaj answered that we cannot imitate Srivas Thakur. We have to follow in his footsteps, means we have to follow his instructions. We have to get inspired by him and we have to obey his instructions. His method of bhajan, his method of sadhana, we must follow. But we must not imitate Srivas Thakur as much as we cannot imitate Raghunath Das Goswami. Vishal Radhanath Maharaj was speaking, there were brahmacharis who were in the renounced order and there were grahastas sitting. So Maharaj said that grahastas cannot imitate Srivas Thakur, and those in the renounced order of life, the brahmacharis and sannyasis, they cannot imitate Raghunath Das Goswami. A very deep point. So Raghunath Das Goswami every few days would have just a little small cup full of buttermilk. can we do that? Maharaj is saying, no, we cannot imitate. Cannot imitate Raghunath Das Goswami like that. Similarly, just as sannyasis, vanprastha and brahmacharis cannot imitate Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation, grahasthas cannot imitate Srivast Thakur of not working like that. So yes, we must work, we must be responsible, but we must be inspired by Srivast Thakur's example. Follow his instructions and learn lessons from him. So this is most important. And now, when Prithu Maharaj gets the milk, everybody follows his example. So the lesson to learn is, just see what is there in our heart, what is our mentality, what is our desire, that will depend on what we do. That decides what we do. So the demigods come. And Indra becomes the calf and gets the soma juice from Mother Earth, which gives longevity and strength and vigor. This is the devatas, the demigods. Then all the rishis, they make Brihaspati as their priest. And Brihaspati gets all the Vedic knowledge from Mother Earth. Then the demons come, asuras, daityas. And they get liquor and beer from Mother Earth. So Mother Earth, being a Vaishnavi, she is the wife of Varahadev. She is Krishna's top class devotee. She is expansion of Srimati Radharan because she is the consort of Varahadev, Bhudevi. So being a Vaishnavi, Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. This applies to Mother Earth because she is a Vaishnavi. So she is Kalpataru. She is Vancha Kalpataru. She can fulfill all our Vanchas, all our desires. So what we desire, accordingly we'll get the results. Therefore, it is very crucial to watch our desires. What sankalpa we are doing before starting our japa every morning? What sankalpa we are doing before sitting in sankirtan with devotees in the temple or during home programs? We should have some sankalpa. We should have some. Sachinandan Maharaj writes this in his book, Broken Names, a new book that His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj wrote. He says we should do sankalpa. Sankalpa means a determination, a prayer, a desire. These desires are very important. What we desire. Therefore, before starting japa, before starting sankirtan, before starting puja, we should have some sankalpa. We should express to Krishna in confidence that Krishna, now I am going to chant at least 16 rounds during Brahma Murta for the next couple of hours. As I chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, please purify me. Please purify me of lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, false ego. Please protect me from committing Nama Prad. I don't want to commit Nama Prad. Please protect me. Please purify me. And please give me Krishna Prema. And I ask for similar benediction for all my friends, all the devotees that I have promised I will pray for family members, and for the whole world, for all entities. We should pray for purification and Krishna Prema. Because that is the ultimate Purushartha, the Pancham Purushartha. Purushartha Shiromani is Krishna Prema. Savai Pumsa Paro Dharmo Yatho Bhaktir Adhokshaji Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem should be our prayer. So we should have a sankalpa. We should have some proper desire, purpose in life, why we are doing what we are doing. That is not karmakand. It is not fruitive activity to ask Krishna for purification, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, and ask him for Krishna Prem. Bhavatad Bhakti Rahay to Kituin. That is not karmakanda. This is not fruitive activity. This is not business. Because Krishna wants us to get it. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us Krishna Prem. So asking him, begging him, praying to him for Krishna Prem is not mundane activity, is not fruitive activity, is not karma kanda, is not business. Sometimes people say, oh, so you are also asking for this, na? So many things. So you, that is also karma kand bhakti only what you are doing. Why are you criticizing us when we pray to demigods for material benedictions? You are also having your own desires. No, but what we are having, what we are asking for, what desires we have, is pleasing to Krishna. Ata pumbir vijashreshta varnashram avibhagasha vanishishtasta dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. The ultimate purpose of dharma, varnashram dharma, is haritoshanam. So if what we are praying for pleases Krishna, then why not? Why not? Because Krishna wants us to do it. Krishna wants us to get Krishna prem. Sadatam kirtayanto mam. He wants us to chant his name always. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. He wants us to offer him. Yat karoshi yad ashnas, yad juhosi dahir, yat tapasyasi kaum, yat tap kurushvamadarpanam. He wants us to offer him gifts of love. Man mana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. He wants us to do these four items of bhakti. To always think of him, to become his devotee, to offer obeisances to him and to worship him. Krishna wants us to do it. So to do it, to pray for the strength to do it, is not a material benediction, is not material business with Krishna. And how do we chant? How do we do Kirtanya Sadahari? We cannot do it if we are committing Nama Prad. So to ask for purification, to ask for protection from Nama Prad, is very essential, because unless we have that protection from Nama Prad, we cannot chant Shuddha Nam. That is a fact. We cannot chant. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his associates, we are doing Nagar Sankirtan, we are doing lots of Krishna Kirtan all day, but at night we are wasting our time. So let us come to Srivasangan and do all night Kirtan every day. From today. All night Kirtan, we will not sleep. What will you think if you were given such an instruction? Not sleep at night, doing Sankirtan all day, and then all night also Sankirtan, during day public Sankirtan, during night confidential Sankirtan with intimate devotees, no sleeping. Nidrahara viharaka divijatau chatyanta dinau chayau Radha Krishna guna smriter madhurima nandena sammohitau. Nidra vijatau. How to overcome, win over Nidra? So all the devotees, my dear friends, when they received this instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all became excited. Yes, all night we'll do Kirtan. Sounds great. But then they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hey Gauranga, how will we do Kirtan all night when all day also we are doing Nagar Sankirtan? How will we have the strength to do it? How will we give up sleep? How will we give up eating? How can we do Kirtan all night? The answer that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, my dear friends, we should all remember and keep it in our heart. This is the key to chanting Shuddha Nam, to chanting the pure names of Krishna. I hope you all are interested in knowing the answer that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to his associates who had the desire. See, desire is so important. Shivananda Sen, Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Haridas Thakur, all the devotees, they wanted Shuklambar Brahmachari, Gangadas Pandit, Kolavecha Sridhar, they all wanted Murari Gupta, they all wanted to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Sankirtan all night. But they were afraid, how can we do it? We are used to sleeping at night. How will we do it? How will we do it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells all of them how it can be done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our best friend, he says, you will be able to do it if Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishnuna अमानेन मानदेन कीर्तनीया सदाहरि. यू वॉन्ट टू बी कीर्तनीय सदाहरि, देन यू मस्ट बिकम वेरी हम्बल लाइक अ स्ट्रॉ ऑन द स्ट्रीट. यू मस्ट बिकम वेरी टॉलरेंट लाइक अ ट्री. And you should give all respect to others without expecting respect in return. Our problem is we are humble, we are tolerant, and we are respectful to others as long as they are reciprocating with us. But once a devotee fails to reciprocate with our expectations, if the devotee doesn't treat us with respect, then immediately we lose our will to respect that devotee. And then once that happens, then we lose our ability to tolerate and we lose our ability to remain humble. Then at the slight opportunity we get, we lash out at that devotee. Either explicitly or we may do it implicitly, in an implied way. In a subtle way, in the presence of that devotee or in the absence of that devotee. But we will take revenge. Revenge is a hard word, it's a very heavy word. But in our own little way, we will get some sinister pleasure if that devotee doesn't get mercy. And sometimes we facilitate that that devotee doesn't get mercy because that devotee has wronged us. And we may get that pleasure, but then we will have to fast from the pleasure of Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Purunamrita Swadhanam Sarvatmasnapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Then we will not be able to taste the Amrit, the Ananda of Krishna Nam, of Vaishnava Seva, Vaishnava relationships. Then we will have no anurag for the name. Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrisham ihajani na anurag. I don't have taste. You will not have taste. So even if we have been there, done that, we have offended devotees, we have made mistakes, we have made wrong choices, it should make us humble. And we should, Mahaprabhu is teaching us in the second verse, we should think like this, that, oh Krishna, you have invested all your powers in the holy names, and have so many names. I may get bored of chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. You know my weakness. But my dear Krishna, you are so wonderful, you have got so many beautiful names. So many beautiful names. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha यादवाय माधवाय केशवाय नमः गोपाल गोविंद राम श्री मधुसूदन गिरिधारी गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन. सो मेनी ब्यूटिफुल नेम्स यू हैव गिवन. सो आई कैन डू कीर्तन, आई कैन चैंट देम इंडिविजुअली एंड इन कॉन्ग्रीगेशन एज संकीर्तन. वेरी नाइस. एंड इन ऑल दीज नेम्स यू हैव इन्वेस्टेड ऑल योर पावर्स ऑल्सो. सच मर्सी, सच मर्सी, सच मर्सी. हे तादृशी तव कृपा भगवान. हे भगवान, व्हाट कृपा, व्हाट मर्सी यू हैव गिवन मी. नाम नामकारी बहुधा निज सर्वशक्ति तत्र अर्पित. एंड टू चैंट दिस नेम्स नो रूल्स आल्सो. यू कैन रिमेंबर दिस नेम्स एट एनी टाइम. स्मरणे नियमेन कालः. बट व्हाट टू डू, आई डोंट हैव टेस्ट. आई स्टॉप एट 16 राउंड्स. आई डोंट हैव टेस्ट. हे तादृशी तव कृपा भगवान ममापी अपि दुर्दैवम. बट स्टिल आई एम वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट. यू हैव गिवन सच फॉर्च्यून, यू आर शावरिंग सो मच फॉर्च्यून ऑन मी, बट आई हैव गॉट दिस अम्ब्रेला. आई एम शील्डिंग माई सेल्फ फ्रॉम द शावर ऑफ योर मर्सी. आई एम सो अनफॉर्चुनेट. आई हैव गॉट द अम्ब्रेला ऑफ वैष्णव अपराध. I have got the umbrella of Nama Prad. If we do the 10 offenses that we read, that Vinaya Mataji read, it is very important. I have saved it as a favorite in my phone. So these 10 offenses have to be referred to repeatedly, my dear friends, to blaspheme the devotee of the Lord, to fail to realize the greatness of the holy name of Krishna compared to names of other devatas, other demigods, like Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. Krishna Naam is on a different level. All due respect. Because all these names are included in Krishna Naam. So they are not independent of Krishna Naam. The second offense. To disobey the orders of spiritual master, Guru Avagya. Such an offense. To commit sinful activity to mistreat the holy name. Aparad buddhi, papa buddhi, nama balad, and the strength of the name of the God, Krishna, if you commit sinful activity, thinking that the chanting will remove the sins. Like that, there are so many offenses to instruct a faithless person, to maintain material attachments, to be inattentive while chanting, to consider chanting of Hare Krishna to be just some auspicious ritualistic fruitive activity, karma kand, all those things. That's why we're discussing that to pray to Krishna for Krishna prema is not karma kand. If we think like that, because people will tell us, people will preach. I have been told so many times, huh? So you want to go to Golok Vrindavan? See, that is also some material desire you are having. No? You want to end your suffering in this material world. You want to get out of the cycle of Janma Murthy Jaravyadhi. And you want to go to the spiritual world. Why Kuntha, where there is no anxiety, no Kuntha. So that is also your material desire only. No? So why you are chanting Hare Krishna? It is also fruitive activity, karma kand. No, it is not. Because all these things, freedom from anxiety, freedom from birth, old age, disease and death, going to the spiritual world, these are byproducts. Mukti is a byproduct of Hari Bhajan. That is not the purpose. Mama Janmani Janmani Shware Bhavatad Bhakti Rahe to keep going. We are not asking for liberation. But it is a byproduct that Krishna gives. Our aim is to samsiddhir haritoshanam. Our aim is to bhavatad bhaktir ahaituki bhakti. No hetu, no motive, unmotivated bhakti. So if we commit these nama prags, then we cannot develop anurag for Krishna Nam. So how to do that? Third verse. We have to develop the attitude of Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishtuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. If you want to do Kirtaniya Sadahari, you cannot do without Anurag. You cannot do without taste. You cannot do Kirtaniya Sadahari without taste. And you cannot develop taste as long as you are committing Namaprad. So my dear friends, any situation that comes in your life, always remember the 10 offenses against the holy name. We have to avoid them at all cost. We must follow the instruction of spiritual master. We must have faith. We must not criticize devotees. We must know what to say, when to say. Just instructing a faithless person is not good. We should understand the value of the holy name. We should be attentive while chanting. And slowly, slowly, we should give up our material attachments. And whatever attachments we have, we must spiritualize them, Krishnaize them. This is very important, my dear friends. We have to pay attention to the 10 offenses against the holy name. Otherwise, we cannot do Kirtaniya Sadahari. And without Kirtaniya Sadahari, there is no chance in Kali Yuga. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan astiyo eka mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajet. So this is the thing. Very important. So we should have desires, proper desires. Because according to our desires, we will perform our bhajan. We will act. Just like the rishis got Vedic knowledge, devatas got somaras, because they are karma mishra bhaktas. And the daityas, the demons, they are attached to sense gratification, so they got wine and liquor and beer. Intoxicants for sense gratification. The Gandharvas got the knowledge of the vidya of music. Then the Vidyadhar Loka residents and the Siddha loka residents. In today's verse, we are seeing they got all the mystic powers. Siddha lok, they are attached to siddhi, so they got siddhis. And they got the very great Siddha Yogi, Kardama Muni, to become the calf and get all these knowledge of all the siddhis from Mother Earth, who is a, like a wish fulfilling cow. So therefore, my dear friend, we have to look in our hearts and be very careful about our intentions, about our desires. We should not waste this opportunity of human life, and we should be very honest with Krishna and with an open heart ask Krishna for the right things. Krishna is there to give. Kardama Muni, he wanted a proper wife, so he could be a sadgrahastha, he could be a good grahastha. He wanted purification, he wanted to satisfy the Lord. So with that desire to have a good wife on the banks of Saraswati for thousands of years, Kardama Muni, more than 10,000 years, he sat there and he was worshipping Krishna in his mind. He was in Samadhi, he was meditating on Krishna. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantar atmana shraddhavan bhajate he is the best yogi in my opinion, Mata. So Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantar atmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktottama mata. He is the best yogi. So like a best yogi, Kardama Muni, for thousands of years on the banks of Saraswati, he sat down and he worshipped Krishna in his heart, in his mind. And he wanted to satisfy the Lord, he wanted to glorify the Lord, he was attached to the Lord, he wanted to worship the Lord, but he also wanted a nice wife. Not nice wife for enjoyment, but nice wife so that he could do his responsibility as a rishi. He was required to produce children. To produce children, you need a wife. So for that purpose, to fulfill his dharma, he was asking for a wife. Perfectly justified. And then Krishna appeared to him, being satisfied. And Krishna came and he saw this wonderful devotee sitting and meditating. On me, Krishna is thinking. So many years he has given up sense gratification, given up eating, given up sleeping, just like the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Seva Sangam. So when Krishna saw that this Kardama Muni is so devoted to dharma, so devoted to bhakti, Krishna started shedding tears of love, and those bindu, those tears of love fell on the ground. When Krishna is looking at his devotee Kardama Muni doing his bhajan so nicely, with such consistency, with such devotion, Krishna shed tears of love for his devotee. And those drops, those bindu fell on the ground, and near Saraswati River, it created a sarovar called Bindu Sarovar. And then Krishna spoke to Kardama Muni and told him, I am very satisfied with your bhajan. And when Kardama Muni opened his eyes and he beheld the beautiful form of Krishna, Krishna was standing on Garuda. He was dressed in a very beautiful yellow dhoti. He had the Srivatsa mark, the golden line on his chest. His chest was also decorated with a Kaustubha jewel. His navel was like a lotus. He had a beautiful smiling face, a beautiful lotus eyes. And on the forehead, the face of Krishna was fringed with beautiful, curly, shiny, soft, black hair. He was wearing a very beautiful golden helmet. And he had his four arms. And he was holding Shankha, Sudarshan Chakra, Kaumodaki Gada. And he was holding a white lily flower. Krishna likes variety. Normally he holds a pink lotus flower. But Krishna likes variety. He is the Rasaraj, supreme enjoyer. So when he gave darshan to Kardama Muni, he was holding a white lily flower instead of a lotus flower. Very beautiful. And Kardama Muni had this beautiful darshan of the Lord of his heart. He offered obeisances to Krishna, Lord Vishnu, offered beautiful prayers to him and said, I was such a fool that I maintained this desire to get a nice wife while worshipping you. But now that I have seen you, I don't have any desires. I just want to meditate on you forever. I just want to serve you forever. I am yours. Heartfelt prayers he offered. But Krishna told him that because you had that desire, when for so many years you were doing my bhajan, I have already arranged for a very nice wife for you. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about Kardama Muni. Even in the verse, Kardama Muni, son, Kapil Dev is mentioned. So he became the calf to get all the siddhis for the residents of Siddhalok and Vidyadharas. Therefore, we are talking about Kardama Muni. Krishna said, I have already made arrangements for you to have a nice wife. See, it is so important to watch our desires. Same with Dhruva Maharaj. After having darshan of Krishna, he did not want the kingdom. He only wanted Krishna. But because when he did his bhajan, he had that desire. He had that sankalpa. Krishna said that, I have already made arrangements now. You take my planet, Dhruvalok, and you stay there with me. But you have to be the king of this world and you have to be a king there of Dhruvalok. So king here for thousands of years. You take the kingdom of your father, Maharaj Uttanapad, and you rule. Because you had that desire, now you will have to become the king. You will have to accept a throne. Therefore, my dear friends, we have to be very careful what we desire, what we ask for. Let us ask for the best thing. And what is the best thing to ask for? That thing which will please Krishna. That is the devotee. The devotee does what is pleasing to Krishna. And Krishna wants to give us Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradaya. Krishna wants us to chant. Krishna wants us to become his devotee. So let us ask for genuine devotion. Let us ask for genuine humility and tolerance. Let us ask for Krishna prema. And let us ask for the strength to spread the message of Krishna. For Krishna's pleasure. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pleasure. Because Mahaprabhu wants. He has told us. Tare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Go and preach. So ours is a preaching movement. And to do that we need empowerment. And empowerment will come with sincere prayers. With sincere desire. That is very important. Today is the disappearance of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He had a desire to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His parents, Venkat Bhatta, his mother and his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, they had also told him that you should always worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadhatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau vishvambarau dvijavarau yugadharmapalau Vande Jagat Priyakarau Karuna Avataro Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Prema Bhadivya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahapre Marasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. He wanted to worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu came in his dream and told him, you go to Gandaki river in Nepal and you bring Shaligram Shila from there and worship. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Sanatan Goswami got Radha Madan Mohan Jiu. Rupa Goswami got Radha Govinda Dev. But for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he said, you go and you worship Shaligram Shila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, you go to Nepal and get Shaligram Shila. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, being an obedient servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went and he brought 12 Dwadasha Shaligram Shila, 12 Shaligram Shilas from Nepal, and started worshipping them. But what was his Manobhishtam? What was his deepest desire? It was to worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now Shaligram Shila, the general understanding is that they are Lord Narayan. Because the four-armed Lord Narayan had come to Tulsi Devi to break her chastity, so-called break her chastity. And then Tulsi Maharani cursed, Tulsi Devi cursed the four-armed Narayan that you broke my chastity and therefore you become a, and you have caused the death of my husband, Shankachur. So you are hard-hearted. You are as hard-hearted as a stone for breaking the chastity of a chaste wife and for causing the death of her husband. Now my husband Shankachur is dead. You are as hard-hearted as a stone. You become a stone. So people think that the general understanding is that Shaligram Shila is Lord Narayan. He is Lord Vishnu. Chaturbhuj Vishnu, Bhagwan. Mahaprabhu instructed. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is a Manjari in Dolok Vrindavan, in his in Krishna's Nitya Leela, our little Gopal Bhatta Goswami walks from Vrindavan all the way to Nepal, in the high up in the Himalayan mountain, goes to Muktinath and gets Shaligram Shilas, 12 Shaligram Shilas from the Gandaki River. See what Krishna can make his devotees do. And he comes back, starts worshipping. And then somebody comes and brings beautiful dresses for all the principal deities in Vrindavan. When devotee comes and he gives beautiful clothes, shringar and dresses for Radha Madan Mohan, for Radha Govinda Dev, and for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he also brings clothes, dhoti, kurta, chadar, turban, earrings, flute, ankle bells, bracelets, armlets, necklaces, beautiful tilaks, and beautiful clothes, and gives them to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami looks at all these gifts, and then he prays to his Shaligram Shilas. I want to worship you, but how will you wear a dhoti? You are just a Shila. How will you wear a kurta? How will you hold a flute in your lotus hands? Where can I tie these ankle bells? How can I make you wear these rings? How can I put these bracelets on you? Or how can I see this beautiful necklace on your chest? Oh, where do I put these earrings? Gopal Bhatta Goswami was desiring like this. And it was Narasimha Chaturdashi day. And he prayed to his Shaligram Shilas. And I want to worship you now. All these gifts have come of their own accord. I want to use them in your service. A devotee uses everything in Krishna's service. But how do I offer them to you? You are in the form of beautiful form of Shaligram Shila. But you don't have ears. You don't have hands that I can see. You don't have legs. You don't have a narrow waist where I can tie this kamarpatta, this waist belt. I want to keep this chadar on your shoulder, this dupatta I want to offer you. What do I do? For Prahlad, सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितं व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मना अदृश्यतत्याद्भुतद्रूपमुद्वहन् स्तम्भे सभायां न मृगं न मानुषम्। सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितं योर भृत्य योर सर्वेंट प्रह्लाद he said that you are in a pillar to prove his words to be true। सत्यं विधातुं निजभृत्य भाषितं, भाषा means what he had spoken, what your servant Prahlad had spoken to prove that to be true, you appeared in a ati adbhut form which had never been seen before, na mrigam na manusham, sthambe sabhayam, from the sthamba, from the pillar in Hiranyakashipu sabha you came, although you are present everywhere, vyaptim sarvabhuteshu, you are so wonderful, for Prahlad you appeared from a pillar in the form of Narasimhadev, our Mayapur Prahlad Narasimha Bhagavan with Ananta Shesh Bhagavan. How beautiful. Stanu Narasimha, just jumping out of the stamba. For me, can you appear in a form that I can worship? This was just a thought, just a desire that came in the beautiful soft heart of our simple little Jiva Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Next day in the morning, he went to Yamuna for snan. And when he came back, one of the 12 Shilas, a Damodar Shaligram Shila, in ecstasy had erupted to reciprocate. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. To reciprocate with his devotee. To reciprocate with the desire of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, whose disappearance day is today. Damodar Shaligram Shila became beautiful threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar Krishna called Radharaman. The largest Shaligram Shila in the world. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami's joy knew no bounds. He was overwhelmed with love. He wanted to run and go to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and tell them what had happened. But he was so overcome with ecstasy that he just fainted. He could not go. So other Brajvasis went running and they called Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. There was a big festival and the deities were named Radharaman. Krishna, who gives pleasure to Radharani, Radharaman. The Ram in our Hare Krishna Mahamantra also means Radharaman. Rama means one who gives pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. So when we say Hare Ram, it means Radha Raman. Hare is Radha and Ram is Raman, the giver of all pleasure to Radharani. So Hare Krishna is Radha and Krishna, Hare Ram is Radha Raman, our Radha Raman Jiva of Vrindavan. So it came as Radha Raman. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami's all his desires were fulfilled. Now he could tie a nice dhoti, yellow dhoti. He could offer nice chadars, nice tilak, nice gopi dots. He could place a beautiful flute in the beautiful little hands of Radharaman Jiva. Put him nice armlets, anklets, bracelets, necklaces, kamarpatta, garland. Everything he could offer. A tie, a turban. So beautiful. His desires were fulfilled. But what was the original desire of Gopal Bhatta Goswami? What was the desire of Venkat Bhatta? What was the desire of Gopal Bhatta Goswami's mother? What was the desire of Prabhadaranda Saraswati? That Gopal Bhatta Goswami should worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But here is the blackish Krishna standing in threefold bending form, holding his flute. But I so wish to worship my Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So beautiful. Sonara Parvat, a golden mountain.
Oh, I wish to worship that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who for 4 months stayed in our house in Srirangam during Chaturmas. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu who was dancing in the streets of Srirangam. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu who used to go and take darshan of Ranganath every day. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu who instructed my father and uncle, Venkat Bhatta Goswami and Prabodhananda Saraswati. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu who allowed me to wash his lotus feet. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu who bestowed so much mercy on me and he used to give me his Mahaprasad every single day for 4 months. Oh, how I wish to worship that Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And how I wish to see that Gauranga Mahaprabhu before sannyas, when he was Mayapur Bihari, with long, beautiful, flowing, curly black hair, the Lord and Master of Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya Pranadhana Gaurahari, Mayapur Bihari Gaurahari. That Navadvip Chandra, I desire to see, who would be decorated with beautiful jewels gifted to him by his Navadvip Vasi devotees. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu, with beautiful hair, who would walk on the banks of Ganga Devi during Nagar Sankirtan. That Gaur Nataraj, who would dance all night in the Angan of Srivast Thakur. Oh, how I wish to see that form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and worship him and embrace him in the core of my heart. When will that Gauranga Mahaprabhu again walk in the pathway of my eyesight? One day when Gopal Bhatta Goswami was desiring, thinking like this, his Pranadhan, his Ishtadev, Radharamanji, immediately manifested the beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and called him and said, why are you thinking that I am not your Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Radharaman is Radha Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radharaman is Radha Krishna and Radha Krishna are non-different from me, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Radharaman is Gauranga, your Gauranga, your Gaur Nataraj. Why are you thinking that I am not Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Come, worship me. And Radharaman, holding the flute, had now become Gauranga Mahaprabhu with hands upraised. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami was so ecstatic that now I'm not just worshipping Shaligram Shila, I'm not just worshipping Radha Krishna, but I'm worshipping my Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was so blissful. He was so blissful. So Shaligram Shila is actually Krishna of Vrindavan. And Krishna of Vrindavan is the source of all incarnations, including Narayan. So it is not wrong to say that Shaligram Shila is Narayan. But the complete understanding is that each and every Shaligram Shila is Vrindavan Chandra Krishna. Krishna of Vrindavan, Nanda Nandan Krishna. And the most complete understanding of Shaligram worship is that each and every Shaligram Shila is our Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is so sweet, so wonderful. This is how all our acharyas worship. This is how all our acharyas, they serve the deity. So these are some of the thoughts, my dear friends, I wanted to share about this verse. Thank you very much for your patient listening. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gopal Bhatta Goswami Mahashay ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
there are any questions or comments or corrections, we can do that.
Hare Krishna, Achik Adi Katha Das Prabhu, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. My question is not connected to today's class. Can I ask Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. Yes, Mataji, please go ahead.
Prabhuji, my mother is 85 years old. She worships Swaminarayan Bhagwan. And sometimes, because of the age, we should not give the diet given that not give a wheat. Instead of wheat, I have to give oatmeal. So that I also start to eat from last 1 week. But she is not ready, like so many vegetables and herbs. And like they become a stubborn, like Siddhi. So that, and she is so wonderful Vaishnavi, so sincere Vaishnavi. And she threw out the prasadam. Directly, Shishi Jagannath Prasadam I will give to her, like lady finger, sabji and oatmeal and bangan bhartha. But she threw out in a garbage, so I am literally crying. So that, Prabhuji, how can we bring patience to take care of senior citizens when they are not ready to follow the instruction of given by doctor?
Mataji, I didn't understand the question. So you said your mother is not able to eat oatmeal.
She don't want to eat oatmeal khichdi prasadam with like Gopinath khichdi, lots of vegetables, sprouted moong. And the diet is that not give to wheat. And I'm working from three and a half years to taking care of senior citizens. So I know how stubborn they are. They will throw the plate, they will throw the glass. But it is very painful when the Vaishnava is doing this. Yes, she is not worshipping Shishirata Kupina, she is worshipping Swaminarayan Pant. And she is not ready to chant. Now she started to see the movies at the age of 85. So I am literally crying, how I can take her to chant. If she now chant Hare Krishna Mantra, it's good, but at least she chant Swaminarayan Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna. Does she have dementia?
Means, Prabhu?
Does she have memory loss?
No, Prabhuji, but she has taking inward, so anxiety. Now, start from last 3 months, she forgot everything.
So, Mother, you definitely get some advice from the doctors who are treating her. But as far as your question is concerned, you know, if she's throwing prasadam, she's not remembering things. To me, it sounds like, you know, this is a medical condition called dementia. She's 85 years old, so she could have dementia. It is oftentimes underdiagnosed because patients have a tendency to compensate for their memory loss. And until something happens, they get some disease, and it sometimes requires some health problem to uncover, unmask the dementia. So my suspicion is that maybe your mother has some form of early dementia, and now she's having some behavioral changes where she's, you know, acting adamant, she's throwing prasadam, which normally she would not do. So this is definitely a medical condition. Many times it is reversible. Dementia is not reversible, but this delirium, this behavioral changes can be managed to a certain degree. So definitely take medical opinion, Mataji. And be careful with prasadam when you serve her. And as far as helping her is concerned, if she is thirsty, you can give her some charanamrut so that she will drink. And you can pray for her, Mataji. And I will also pray for her today. So you can ask devotees to pray for your mother. What is her name?
Tarama. Tarama. I know Prabhuji, she is so sincere Vaishnavi. From childhood we worship Laddu Gopal, Srinathji, Shishi Vallabhacharya Pant. But suddenly from last 3 months, I don't understand why she is behaving like this. And started Saturday, Sunday, kids will see the movie and sit 3-4 hours. So it's very painful that this is the time she is going to Golok Vrindavan and she is still attaching with Maya.
Pray, Mataji, pray. I will also pray and give her Charanamrut, Tulsi that has been offered at the lotus feet of Gaur Nitai. Offer Mahaprasad as much as you can. And when you are with your mother, tell her some stories about Krishna. Because she may be getting bored. She is looking for entertainment. That's why she is going to movies and television. So you
no
can
Prabhupada.
Read
Monday to Friday. Sorry, Prabhupada. Monday to Friday, she is not watching because I am alone at the house. So she is hearing Lal Govind Prabhupada's Gujarati Srishti Bhagavatam. It happens Saturday, Sunday.
Very good. Very good. So let her hear. Letter here from devotees, and you can give her prasad, talk to her about Krishna as much as possible. But as far as this movie and other things are concerned, just pray for her, Mataji. Pray for her. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in the second chapter, Krishna says that Neha Vikramanashosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Swalpam api dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. That on this path there is no loss or diminution. And even small progress in devotional service. Whatever service she has done to Laddu Gopalji, whatever Krishna naam she has chanted, Krishna is never going to forget. Krishna is never going to forget. She has made spiritual advancement. She has given birth to a very wonderful Vaishnavi like you. And you are there to remind her of Krishna. Encourage her. Encourage her to remember Krishna, and let her hear Lal Govind Prabhu's Gujarati lectures. That will charm her heart and attract her heart to Krishna. As far as some bubbles and dirt is there in the river, don't worry about it. Some impurities are there in all of us. And sometimes some old desires that we may have had, they come out. Sometimes we may have had a desire to watch movies and we don't do it for many years. And then suddenly we take to it. So that happens, and it's just a phase. But just remember that any spiritual advancement that she has made, that she will make, any spiritual activity she is doing, will be there with her at the time of death. And
sorry for interrupting you. That Maya is attract any time, any age, when the Vaishnava association is not there, it's very danger for us.
Yes, Mataji, yes. That is true. We'll all pray for your mother. Just use your intelligence and do the best you can and pray for her. Okay, Mataji?
Koti koti dandavat pranam.
Dandavat pranam. Hare Krishna. Anyone else wants to say something?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble offenses. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very, very much, Prabhu, for such an inspiring class and many practical applications for me. I mean, how you connected from the class the desiring with the disappearance of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So amazing, so amazing. So, Prabhu, I want to say that many applications for me, actually, but especially that really I want to take is that Amani Namana Dena. I mean, it's so prominent, even though theoretically I know it for many, many years, but and I want to apply it. But as you mentioned, that we do respect others, but the moment the reciprocation from the others doesn't come, that behavior or attitude that goes away. So I really want to take it to my heart, and I seek your blessings and everyone's blessings on this call to be able to take it to my heart and apply it in my moment-to-moment life. And also this following and imitating Prabhu, I mean, would you please speak a little more about it? Because many times in the name of following, it might become imitating. So how does one actually make a segregation? Okay, I'm not imitating something, because many times even by hearing there are so many inspirations, but maybe my level may not be that I can actually take it, but I may be imitating instead of following something. So how do we identify that it's imitating or following properly?
Hare Krishna. Madhuri, can you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. This is Kasturi Manjari Devi Dasi from Fort Lauderdale.
Hare Krishna, Kasturi Manjari Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. So, Mataji, if we imitate the mannerisms, the way of talking, the way of carrying oneself in society, if we are copying the ways of someone, that person may be our spiritual master, maybe our Shiksha Guru, or some devotee we look up to, if we are just imitating their style, so that we appear high class, that is not good. If we, for example, if we imitate somebody's style of speaking, style of singing, or style of dressing, style of carrying oneself, to become popular or to be perceived as high class, that is not good, because these are all externals. That is imitation. But actually, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Srila Sanatan Goswami says that imitating the spiritual master, laughing like the spiritual master, or speaking like the spiritual master, or imitating the mannerisms of the spiritual master is a aparadh. Hare Krishna. It's an aparadh. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is mentioned by Sanatan Goswami. So that is imitation. And following in the footsteps means to obey the instructions. To obey the instructions. So for us, whatever instructions Srila Prabhupada has given us, minimum 16 rounds, which means 16 rounds should really be minimum. Like we say, what is your heart rate? Well, heart rate should be at least 60 beats per minute. But if you check everybody's heart rate, it is 70, 80, 90, like that. So minimum 60. That is required for survival. Just giving you a crude example. 16 should really be minimum. Like someday if we are really very tired and we had a rough day, you know, we have been terribly busy and nothing, you know, we could not do anything. Okay, then 16 rounds were chanted today. Okay, you know, you did just got away with the minimum. That's okay, that's... But for sincere devotees, you know, we should chant good quality rounds and much more than 16. Because we really want Krishna, Mataji. We really want Krishna. We really want purification. So these instructions we must follow. Prabhupada told Umapati Maharaj, there's a letter that there was a devotee who was not able to control lust. So Srila Prabhupada wrote to Umapati Maharaj that please tell that devotee, what do you do when your fever is increasing or your disease is increasing? You increase the dose. If a person has diabetes and the blood, she's taking insulin 10 units, but the blood sugar is 400, what do? You increase the dose of insulin. You give 15 units, you give 20 units. Do what it takes to bring the blood sugar below 150. So similarly, do what it takes. Use intelligence and do what it takes to control the anarthas. Do what it takes to follow the instructions of spiritual master. So Prabhupada said, tell him to increase his japa. Tell him to chant 32 rounds. Tell him to chant 64 rounds. Increase it. When the disease increases, the fever increases, what do? We increase the medicine. We increase the dose of the medicine. So these instructions like this, we must take to heart. Following the four regulative principles,
being humble. So many times our Gurugan are stressing these instructions. Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, so much he is traveling despite his stroke, his kidney and liver transplant, so many health issues. He is wheelchair bound, but still he is traveling. He went to Malaysia, it seems, recently from Chennai. Now he is back in Chennai for a checkup. He is initiating, he is writing books, he is traveling, he is giving everyday class on Facebook. He is doing so much. This is Vaishnava Seva. This is Nityananda Prabhu's movement. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He's the soldier in that movement. Like Arjun, he's fighting on the battlefield, not giving up. He's unstoppable. So these are his instructions. He's doing this to instruct us. So these instructions, these examples, we should take to heart. In our own way, we should also be spiritual warriors, like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would say. So that is the meaning of following the instructions. That is the meaning of following in the footsteps. But imitation is just imitating the superficialities.
Mm-hmm.
That is not good. I hope that is a little clear, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji. Very, very inspiring also, like the way you spoke and examples you gave. So really, like Srila Jayapataka Maharaj's example is always really nice. And yes, he was, so Maharaj was in Malaysia. So when we went to Mayapur, their devotee stores, now Maharaj is in Malaysia. Yeah.
Where? In Malaysia?
Yeah, Maharaj was in Malaysia because Malaysia. We went to Mayapur recently. So their devotees mentioned that Maharaj is traveling to Malaysia. I was asking if Maharaj is here, we can have darshan of Maharaj. But they mentioned that Maharaj is traveling to Malaysia.
People. Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you
very much. Hare Krishna. So it is 9 o'clock now. We should end the class. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindaki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. All glories to all the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna
Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Is Kri Sadhika Dada Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada. Thank you, Hare Krishna.